let's bring the special meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors to order. This is our annual board planning session. Let us start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you all rise, please, and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Sam, you're supposed to put your hand up your heart when you stand. Come on. Damn it. You stood. That's funny. Okay, roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Steele.
And Director Mayer.
And
just for the record, we expect them both to be here. Just make sure you record that their presence, if they come in, we won't make it. Okay? Thank you, Carol. Public comments. This is the time in the meeting where we ask if there's any public here that would like to speak on items that are not on the agenda, that they go ahead and do so. I would ask that you would address the board, and we have we like to keep it to about 3 minutes. So is there any public comment on any items not on the agenda? Okay, not hearing any, I will close public comment. Now we'll move into the guts of the matter. I'm going to turn it over to staff.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Well, welcome to the Town of Discovery Bay Special Annual Board Planning Workshop. Okay, thank you for that thunderous applause, Maestro. Today's agenda, we're going to take a look at last year's accomplishments that we've done, and then we're going to look forward into things that we expect to tackle during 2018, and then at the end of that session, we'll be seeking input from you on things that we want to look forward to in the future, get your input. So, with that said, Maestro, if you look in your packet, there's actually a readable version of the mission, values, and statements, and that I would like you to just take a moment to kind of look this over real quick on your own and see if you think that there's any changes or that need to be made or if we need to revisit this. It's also a good refresher that we look at this at least once a year and keep these things on our mind.
Okay, so how are we going to do this, Mike? This is an informal board thing, so I'm going to let you go ahead and run this. It looks like everybody's had a chance to look at it, so are there any comments from board members? Okay.
I think you can all read. So I think how I'd like to do this is go slide by slide, and we'll give it a few minutes when it appears that everybody's kind of looked at the slide. If there's no question regarding that slide, then we'll move it on. I think me reading it to you is probably pretty ridiculous. So, next slide, please. And remind you, we're looking back as we go through these first set of slides. So, on slide one,
No, it doesn't.
What's that?
From my truck.
It's hot wash.
It might be the same children playing there.
Oh, and the dogs.
Yeah, and the dogs.
Yeah.
Well, I've driven by there, I've seen it.
Next slide, please. I have not seen a monarch butterfly. Has anybody around here seen a monarch butterfly yet? So we're still waiting for there to
have the plants growing.
Our community garden, we have plants growing. And,
a couple ladies were out there working on it last weekend.
Yeah, they're still tending to it. They're still expecting visitors.
And that's a bigger thing. That was in the news not too. I was on something on the bay or something. I saw a piece on it. We're a little piece in a large puzzle, and got a round of applause at the annual dinner. So what the heck, right?
That's right. So okay. Next slide. We're in the third quarter, July through September. We attended a conference last year. I assume that the board members are going to be interested in attending the conference again this year. I think it's in Indian Wells. So we'll get the dates out to you when that occurs.
Can I ask a question? I'm not familiar with the MOU between town and the bridge on the lake group.
That MOU is where we started charging the bridge on the lake group a dollar to come in and play cards.
Card players.
Bridge club. The bridge club thing.
All right. Thank you.
Which we discussed in depth the other day.
You thought it was a bridge over troubled water.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking Oasis Bridge over there between the lakes and the lake shore. So that's...
No, we're out of that picture altogether.
Yeah. We have a pipe. We have a pipe on there.
Huh?
We have a pipe.
Well, I mean.
Okay.
There's some. That's been a long.
All right. No problem.
Okay, Mike. Okay, third quarter continue.
Hey, Mike. Has there been any discussions with the fire district about purchasing the fire station?
There has been some light discussion about it. I know that I got a phone call asking me what I thought the property was worth from a person they had kind of seeking stuff out, and I think doing some research for the fire department. But that's not off staff's radar screen by any stretch.
It's not worth much. I know the tenants are in there.
Yeah. Fourth quarter, October through December 2017. Okay.
Wow.
This is a huge accomplishment, the gold level, so congratulate the board on that. That's something to be proud of. We put that on our letterhead now, along with our 20th anniversary, so we'll get the mileage out of that if we can. And a huge one is water meter installation project completed.
Did we finally resolve the Sand Lake issue?
Sand Lake Isle is not resolved. That is... Yeah.
It's still leaking.
Well,
they actually looking for it? Do they have anything going on?
What? I'm sorry?
Do they have they hired a contractor to try and help them solve the problem?
No, we need to even find our line point in. We have, our maps that we have are incorrect.
We have incorrect maps, and we're over there. We're going to find Blackbeard's gold before we find that line at the rate we're going. So we're diligently trying to find this thing. It's hidden. It's not anywhere on the maps, and we're not that.
Didn't we hire a firm to kind of radar?
We did. That did not work out. So they came out marked the area where we think the line is, and we dug 3 to 4 feet deep in either way, and went 3 to 4 feet either way. We never found it.
It's like the curse of Old Island. We just keep digging, huh?
Yeah, we have a couple more spots we're going to strip.
We know where
It's actually, it, what it does is goes into their private road and somehow supplies a service to each one of the condos. What we can't find is where that line is that runs down their road.
So are we saying that currently we're not charging San Bial any?
San Bial is being charged, but 1 meter is not. But I can tell you, you are over making that because they have 2 meters that produce roughly one sand, 570 gallons a day, hour rather, leak. And the other one is over 600 gallons an hour leak. That's a lot of water.
But on their side of it, that's their leak, right?
That's their leak.
Do they have anybody hired to try and help solve that problem?
The leak?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are trying to solve that problem.
But we're still missing revenue, though.
Well, we're missing revenue, but that's de minimis compared to what we're spending trying to find this line right now. That's the EG.
Copy.
Yeah.
Copy. Okay.
All right.
This is the next one. Okay, now we're just kind of looking back at some of our general accomplishments that you've done. We've redone the bylaws. We've completed a drinking water source assessment for some of our wells. We replaced the split rail fencing at Cornell Park. And we completed the Willow Lake PLC and SCADA project. Which we have a post-in session agenda item for an update on that at the next board meeting.
Okay, let me just, were you going to say more about this slide? Or?
No, I was going to.
Okay, just let me just stop right here since we're kind of at a section. Is there any comment from the public with regards to what we've accomplished in the past year? No, thank you. Any comments from the board? I'd just like to say, hey, we couldn't have done it without the staff. That's a lot of stuff on those slides, and really appreciate the synergy that you guys have to be able to work together to get these things done. And you really helped us accomplish a lot to do the work of the town. Thank you.
Well, staff appreciates the guidance given by the board, which is always clear and complete, and we're happy to do it. We have enthusiastic people working for us.
Okay,
so,
looking forward.
Next slide. Looking forward. Woo-hoo. Where we were, where we are going. Budget document progression. That's you. This is your slide. Thank you. Well, wait a minute. It's actually not on my radar screen.
Okay.
Turn this over to Dina for a few.
So I'm just going to mention a few things that we've changed and where we came from and where we are right now and where I'd like to take it. So our budget document, those of you who that remember, it used to be a one-page Excel spreadsheet. So we progressed into kind of a picture book, and then now we've progressed into, I think, a very sophisticated looking document that can move and grow with our organization. Our water meter project, that's something that we had talked about for years. We finally completed that. So that's a big accomplishment. Dashboards. So we've started to develop financial dashboards to send to you every month, and I have an example that we'll go through once I get to that slide. We changed the RFA, so now you see different totals and different information and a different view and outlook. We've created a new water ordinance, so we'll be bringing that to you at the next board meeting. Since we have these new meters in now, we had to update our water ordinance to make sure that everybody now can comply with our water usage and our water, you know, anything that we have water related. We have online bill pay now. We never had that in the past. So individuals can go online and pay their bill. They can take it. It's automatic. If they want to do set up automatic payments. If they want to receive their bills via email, they can do that as well. Another interesting thing is that we created was online water monitoring. So now they can go online to Ion Water, and they can see their water usage. They can see if they have leaks. There's leak alerts and leak detection. We're going to start implementing new securities at all of the plants at our district office. So we have more safety factors in place, and so we're working with Bernie, and he's helping us to put in some more security measures into our plants, into our water plants, wastewater plants, and our district office. We are starting to begin to review all of our policies and our ordinances and updating those. You know, things have changed, and we've grown, and we're maturing. So we are updating those to make sure that, one, they comply with what we're doing now as an organization and what we and the government changes. So the rules and regulations that they've imposed.
Security. We paid to have cameras and such put in here a couple of years ago. Is that still functioning pretty well for what it was? What it is? It's a pretty good system.
The one at the wastewater plant still turned on.
And this one here?
Okay, Once we put it in, we kind of forgot about it. As a board, because we don't use it. I just want to make sure it was still working well, and that it seems to be efficient for what we're doing. Because that was quite an investment.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so in relation to the operations and annual budget, we've implemented the new budget style, which you've seen last year. It was a whole new budget style. It's more transparent. It's more detailed. The graphics are better. The information and content, I think, is better. We've added in so many more things, definitions of glossary, all of our bond information and the payments received in there. So I was very proud of it. I think it's only going to get better, more refined, and move with our organization. Our CIP budget. So that is something we've actually overhauled last year. And we've made it look, we've categorized it.
Hey, do me a favor, Dina. Mm-hmm. When you get into an acronym, go ahead and just say it, because we have people in the public that may not know what those terms mean.
Our capital improvement budget. So that we've actually completely overhauled, and we made some enhancements to. We've set up new categories. So we have it defined by water and wastewater. And then under that, we put in these categories that help us to really improve and make improvements to these items. So you can see the list that we've comprised, and these are the main categories. We also added to that list, we have parks and recreation. We have our landscaping on there as well. And as we grow and change and move, we're going to have to create better, more specified categories. But these are the ones that we came up with for last year. We're going to continue to use into the next budget season. So this is the financial dashboard. So this is just a draft, and it's only Dome 9 because that is the smallest and easiest to build. this is what I'm thinking it possibly is going to look like, but I would like you to review it and give some input in it. So each department is going to have its own dashboard. I'm going to start with revenue, and then it's going to be the main expenses. And then what I chose to graph are the expenditure comparison chart, and it's going to show 3 years of spending trends over the monthly periods. And then the bottom graph, the bottom right graph, is year-to-date budget versus actual expenses only. So you can see by category. And so what we did is we put the budget items into salary and benefits, consulting, operations and maintenance, repairs and maintenance, utilities, and debt service. And so those are the categories I selected, and we've marked our expenses and our budget comparables to that. So take a look at that, review it a little bit, and let me know if that's something that you were envisioning.
The only thing I would add is that when you get to the water and wastewater, which are the big ones,
yes,
is make sure that the revenue component is in there as well, because that's going to be an important one to track on a kind of a bigger scale basis,
yes,
than this little granular,
sure,
revenue.
Can you please highlight that?
Mm-hmm.
Just for readability, like on the graph itself, we have 2018 year-to-date actuals.
Yes.
Instead of using gray, you might want to use a different color because it blends,
okay,
into too easy with the,
sure,
black and white.
Okay, I can do that.
I can look back and go, okay, I know why that dot's where it is. You know,
right,
why we spent that money at that period of time.
See if we can do it in-house, because the last two we put in have been kind of way overkill. They cost way over $100,000+. We can, I think, do them pre-construction a lot cheaper. So we're looking at some pre-construction Because we're just replacing just with newer technology, but the panel and stuff is going to stay the same. So we found a vendor, a local vendor here in California is going to come out and see what we can do pre-engineered. And it's all self-contained, so I think we can do them a lot cheaper than we anticipated them.
With the electronic components, is that what you're talking about?
Well, it would be the whole thing. It would be the components, the radio, everything. Because currently we have radios in there that are outdated, obsolete. They don't make them anymore. Some of the older station has VFDs and soft orders that no longer exist. So, but we can get a pre-engineer, everything is put in there. We can just switch out a few components that we're trying to standardize through the community. So
it'll be a little more plug and play?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We just got to get pump sizes and stuff like that's what we're working on now.
But I call it the concrete structure.
That's what we're trying to get away from, because some of the other vendors we have, they want to do some new conduit run, and we do some construction work, and we don't need to do all that. We think we can do it.
Some of the lift stations, we didn't have a choice. We had to redo something. Like is it W's down here on the corner?
Not F.
We didn't have any choice. We had to rebuild that whole thing because it was the type of thing. But even though we have different types of pumps throughout different lift stations because of the Winchester Mystery House creation of Discovery Bay, if we can get the components above board to be more standardized, it's going to help with replacement parts and all that kind of stuff.
Correct, yes. So we're trying to standardize, like Alan Bradley, throughout the whole community. So we got the wastewater plants, and so we're trying to stand out at the lift station also. So we have one program instead of six different programs.
That's the program we're running with Alan Bradley.
That's correct.
Systems. Oh,
yes.
That's good.
Okay.
Any other comments, board? Thank you.
Title 22, denitrification. Mm. That's still that's probably our hugest thing we have to confront in the next few years. So that's we're gonna have to start really taking a serious look at that and decide what pathway we're gonna go with and how we're gonna fund it. I was talking to Bernie about this today, and technology has changed, and so we want to start looking at. Originally, there was just two ways we were gonna go, either. Doing the denite by putting the project in our ox ditches, or we were going to build a separate
structure
for it. Now we think there may be other alternatives that we want to take a look at. So our plate is open, and we're going to be looking at that in great detail.
That has to be completed by 2022, is that right?
Yes, your new
permit says that.
Title 22 goes into effect January 2022.
How long, what's the construction cycle on that?
It depends on what you pick.
What's the longest?
Well, we think 2 years would be the longest.
So we've got about a year and a half to get started.
Yeah, 2 years.
I think that's where I was going with it. So we don't have to jump into this and start making decisions. We can look at all the alternatives and see what kind of new technologies out there.
Correct. But also part of that, we also got a permit renewal coming up next year, which needs to be part of that discussion. How hard do you fight to keep it out or give in or what in the state? So you do have some leeway there. It's time to discuss it in the retirement renewal.
Well, I just can't see.
So is this going to be an issue for other wastewater treatments? All of them. Are we going to have a similar issue with materials if we wait till the last minute that we have?
Not so much. Each plant operates differently. They have different way of how they process it. We use a biological process. Others use chemicals for treatment. And so it's going to vary.
Okay. This Band-Aid is on us. It's not a statewide Band-Aid.
Okay.
It's because we put it into the Delta. And we may look, again, with the way new technology is, we may look at not doing that in first. So we want to look at the whole issue completely. Lead sampling for schools. We wrote letters to the schools saying we're offering this to you. We've already heard back
from Oak River Elementary School, which is part of the Knightson School District. That's the one on Bixler Road, right off of Bixler Road. So we supply water to them. And the new state laws, initially started in 2016, asked the schools to reach out to us. Not very many did that, so the state put the onus back on the district. You reach out to the school districts and tell them the program and get going. So the intent there is to sample the school's water fountains primarily to see if they have lead in their water fountains.
Do we have any lead in the water?
Pardon?
Do we have any lead in the water?
Not lead in the water, but you could be leaching lead, depending on how old the fountains are. Like Flint, Michigan have lead service lines, and we don't have any of those. So, but anything that's brass generally has lead in it up until about 2010, which they then outlawed the lead being part of brass. So now it's brass, it's lead-free products. And but anyway, so we're going to test some of that. And if, let's just say, if it comes beyond the threshold that the state is looking for, the state does have some funding to replace that water fountain for that school.
So we'll be working with the school fund.
In committee, we talked about making sure we reached out to private and public schools, even though we have a legal obligation to only reach out to public. We are doing that, correct?
We plan to. We have sent a letter out.
In keeping the health of the children in mind,
private,
as opposed to.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Drought regulations, new drought regulations. Did you have a question? On the drought regulations, they just stalled again, but what it looks like they're going to do is make drought regulations permanent. They've made some slight changes in the drought regulations to talk about. One of our issues that we're confronting right now is the ornamental turf. Essentially, anywhere you have grass that's in a median in a roadway, you can't water that grass. It's illegal to water that grass. Unless, under the new regulations, they say unless it's some kind of a park where people are playing ball or some type of public use where people are actually using the turf for some purpose rather than decoration. So what's going to come up before the Park and Rec Committee is some ideas we have on what we need to do so that that turf area doesn't turn brown and create blight. The future assessment and repair, we're not in the repair stage. We do have this. Can you update on that at all?
On the diffusion?
Yeah.
The engineering firm that we have in Canada is reviewing the options for us right now, and they are putting together draft options, and then they will be presenting that to staff.
But I don't think the whole board may not be completely familiar with what we're talking about, because that's something.
Yeah,
I think
we brought it up at the board.
Okay, all right, sorry.
Maybe we saw the pictures.
Yeah, so this is a diffuser that's under the river.
I can't remember where we talked about
it. When you discharge your wastewater, it goes into the river and pops up these little.
Yes.
And we believe we took a survey, we put a diver in, and we put
yes.
camera inside, if you remember, and we lost some of their little duck beaks that were sticking up. We believe that somebody's anchor came by and dragged them, broke them off, that type of thing. So we're looking at other ways, other options. We fix them, we put a new system in, that type of thing.
We've got substantial clogging in there now because we have nothing protecting the top of those inputs.
I think what's going to be a big challenge for us in the future is replacing the section of sewer line on Wayfarer Court that was made out of ductile iron. That ductile iron is being corroded by the earth. And what's going to be the big challenge is we have residents that are going to be affected by this. And of course, the main goes right down the center of a small street. It's located behind the State House in the Country Club area. And that's going to be a real challenge trying to avoid as much as possible inconvenience to the residents. And it's going to be impossible.
From a traffic standpoint.
From a traffic
accessibility.
Standpoint, getting them, egress and ingress in and out. That's going to be a real challenge for us. We thought it was an emergency situation upon further evaluation. It's not an emergency, but it is something that we need to do and put it on our priority list. So, and we're at the building stage of the water meter project right now. We've drafted a sample letter with staff. We're trying to figure out exactly the best means to do this. I think what's going to happen is we're going to have a letter of explanation. You can pay your water meter cost up front if you elect to do so. And we're creating a perforated page where down below it'll have their address and their meter cost, and then just send their check back with that perforated section out so we can track it. It goes right with their check. So we're figuring that out and dialing that in just to let you know. Right now, you have a question, Bob.
No, finish it.
Right now, we just got at the 11th hour the access to the data that's being kept by Ludorf and Scalmanini for what the exact costs are in several categories per residence that received the water meter. So we have not even been able to eyeball that data yet to see how user-friendly it is, but it's coming in. It just came in.
Well, my comment was, you know, we got 3,500 accounts receivable out there, and I'd rather the money be in the town's coffers than floating around in the ether out there.
Well, that's true, yes, absolutely.
So I think the sooner that we can get with that project, the better.
Any estimate on how soon we'd have it put together?
We'd like to send the letters out by April 1st, or the first week of April. We'll say the first week of April. We're going to give them at least 30 days to decide if they want to pay up front or they want to get a financing.
If they don't pay up front, they're automatically going into the financing plan, and they cannot, and it's told to them in the letter, you cannot, it's not, you're not going to avoid the interest. Once you go into the payment plan, you're not going to avoid the interest, because the number of the people that are in the payment option as of May 1st, share in the interest that we're paying in the bond equally. That's a little bit of a nightmare to go through that.
Go ahead. So if they want to pay off, they pay off. They are able to pay off, but they'll pay the full interest.
Okay.
But if you pay up front, you don't pay any interest.
You don't pay interest up front.
Okay.
There's no interest if you pay.
But once you don't pay up front, once you hit that deadline, you're paying interest whether you do it in 1 month or whatever we're giving them for terms.
The reason is just to you know, visually see, is that all of us just got our water meter.
Yeah, no, you can't.
We
can't
pay up front. You guys need to share the remainder of the interest.
You can't split it up after the fact.
Exactly. We're responsible for completing the lead pipe inventory, and the interesting thing about this, and that inventory is sought out by the state. I think it goes back to the Flint, Michigan issue. How many of our lines actually are lead lines? We needed some clarification on whether the brass fittings that have a little bit of lead count as something that we need to account for, and we've been told unequivocally, no, it does not apply to those. So that we're grateful for that. We do not believe we have any lead lines anywhere in town, according to Virgil. And so therefore, hopefully this is going to be an easy process. They're going to, we've been told this in November. They said they were going to get a methodology for how to do this, how they want us to do this, and we're still waiting for that methodology, yet it's due June 30th.
July 1st. For June 30th, it's good.
Newport Water Treatment Plant PLC project, where we're at on that is that we were going to put that out to bid, and we did get some bids. However, they were not satisfactory, and now we're going to wait till further into the season because we don't want the project to commence during the high demand use period. So this is now on delay, and we'll pick that up again in September or so. Upgrade plant facility security, we talked about that. We also need to replace the water main. We're going to, Gordy, which is located basically from the state house to our well, 4A, I believe it is, needs to be replaced. That's failing. And where are we at on that?
We marked out the area where we call USA to see what utilities are in the area, gas lines, electrical. So right now, the water main is in the underneath the landscaping there. If you know where Furwood Road is, the entryway, it's all on. Our water main is under the landscaping, going down and feeding into the steakhouse or Lakeview Business Park. We want to move it out of the landscape and put it in the street, but we need to know what other utilities are in the way. So we've got that done now. Now we just need to do some engineering to make sure that we have the right pipe size. And when I say the right pipe size, there have been some inquiries about the vacant lot across the street. So we want to make sure the line that we put there, that it's big enough to accommodate whatever's across the street, because they're going to have what we call a loop system. They'll have pipes coming in from Clipper as well as Discovery Bay Boulevard. So
it's good. Okay. So during the dig on that, are we going to tear up part of the parking lot as well, or is that all out in the street?
No, it's all in the street.
Okay.
We may tear out some of the sidewalk and then put it back.
We're still looking at well 8. There's some alternatives. We'll be working with the Water and Wastewater Committee on some alternatives potentially to installing well 8. If we decide to go with well 8, we need to find a location and start to get to work on that in the near future. As you know, we just approved a stand deck for our O&M manual. They're getting to work on that. Update on well 4 A rehab. My understanding is that we're in the same position as we are with the PLC upgrade. If we were to begin this now, we're going to end up right in peak seasons, potentially shutting down that well, and we cannot afford to do that. So we're going to send that out to RFP later in the season with a target of doing that when we're at low season levels. Correct, Ernie?
That's right.
Okay. Cross-connection specialist survey. One of the things that we were being asked to do, borderline requirement by the State Water Regional Quality Control Board, is to conduct a cross-connection survey for the purpose of instituting a cross-connection control program. And essentially what that is a program that prevents water from backing into our line and potentially contaminating our line. This is going to be a fairly big deal, I think, somewhere down the road for holding people responsible, especially people with docks, et cetera, where you could have an issue of bad water getting into our lines. That's what that's all about.
Nice job.
As you know, you just approved rehabbing the community center pool. The RFP has been written. It's on Rod's desk to look, make sure that there's no loopholes in there. And we will start that project as soon as swimming season ends. We'd like to thank you very much for enjoying the swimming pool season. Construction starts the next day. That's what we're hoping for. Park maintenance agreements. This is a very tricky issue, and we'll be talking about this with Park and Rec Committee. And this is the issue of our agreement with the county to do their landscape and maintenance around their parks. And it is, I read this agreement, it is the most one-sided, ridiculous document you've ever seen back in 2008. I'll say it to anybody. And so we're re-looking at that document that essentially puts everything on us. And that's going to change. And then we have to take a really hard look and can we really afford to continue to maintain some of these parks because they're giving us money that we received in 2008 and now we're in 2018-19 fiscal year coming up and they're not giving us a dime more from that time period and yet our parks are starting to decay because we cannot afford to maintain them. So those will be some serious conversations with Park and Rec and the board.
Do we have options? Can we give it back to them or does it just...
Yes, we'll be discussing that.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's something we need to seriously look at.
Okay.
There was no cost inflator in that contract?
No.
Not only zero, and I'll say it for the record, we were told in a meeting that I had with them, Discovery Bay needs to lower their expectations. We walked out, yes, quote unquote.
When was that?
3 months ago?
Lower our expectations.
Yes.
Oh, here's the part.
We're going to talk very seriously about that, yes. The problem is that we're cutting our own nose off despite our fence. That's always the issue. As we know, we're good at the lighting at night is not premium out here in front of the community center parks over at the community center. So parking lots, so we're going to relook at doing some things with the Park and Rec Committee on that. I know you have some ideas, Director Pease. Review all safety assessment of town facilities. That's going to be starting here in a couple of weeks, is my understanding. We have a company that comes out here and they inspect all of our grounds, and they're looking and recommending, you know, this is a hazard, that's a hazard, you should clean this up, this poses a problem. And we've been doing this now for several years, and we correct those issues, but they're paid to find something, so I'm sure there'll be a couple things on the list. And it's little things like an extension cord being a trip hazard or something like that. So, but we have to come out and do that for the safety of our employees and our patrons. Digital message board. That has been a little bit of a nightmare. I'd like to update you on that. Kelly has been doing a great job with extreme patience. It went into the hands of our fire, electrician goes down to go get the permit, we go down to get the permits, and they say a couple things. One is you need elevation drawings before we'll approve the permits. For several weeks, we dealt with them going, we don't need elevation drawings, and we finally convinced them we don't need elevation drawings. Second issue was, they said we don't own those parcels where well 4A is, and 9 other parcels located within this town, and for at least 2 years or 3 years, Sue has been working with the county to get those parcels in our name. They're still in the name of Sanitation District 19. So,
which is no longer...
Which doesn't exist.
Which
right.
doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't belong to you, it doesn't belong to them, but it doesn't belong to anybody then.
Yeah, so the first thing I would thought we would do is just tell them, get out here and finish the landscaping, because if it's not ours, we're not maintaining it anymore. But we wrote a very calculating email to hold some people responsible for getting this done, and we think Sue managed to get it done, this time in a day. It's all in our name. So now we're marching back with all this stuff in our name, and right now we're, I think, just going through. Do you know where we're at exactly on that now? It's in the hands of the electrician, and he's doing some drawings, and that'll be submitted to the county. We knew it was going to be a nightmare. It's just drawing out.
Well, it sounds like it's drawing out some other issues that we're going to get resolved at the same time, though. So that's good.
Huge issues have been resolved as a result of just applying the pressure the right way.
Thank you.
New auditors. Fiscal year 18-19 will be the last time we use our auditors, and we'll be utilizing a different auditing in 19-20.
Is that just for good practice?
Yes. Travel and expense policy. We've been creating more issues for ourselves, both in terms of how to track when we travel and the expenses that we do. That's being rewritten. It's going to go before the board if everything goes right next Wednesday night. And what we're looking at is just making our travel and expense policy compliant with what the IRS allows. And lastly, service club signage plaque. We're waiting for the electric signboard to actually be put up. And then we're going to look at our service club signage either being attached to the bottom legs of that signage or some other area where it won't conflict.
You're talking Lions Club, Kiwanis, whatever.
All that stuff. Okay, nice job. Key issues and projects progress, we call it. But these are things that have been mentioned and have bubbled up from the board or from other sources. And one of the things that we've considered for the future is changing the titles of the board from president and vice president to going to chair, vice chair, etc. That's something for you guys to decide. That got bubbled up somewhere.
We don't know where that came from. Why is there, what's the purpose in that? Or is there a logistical reason for doing that?
Yeah, I think Rod had mentioned that it's customary that boards of our nature are usually referred to as chair or vice chair, but it's a matter of preference of the board.
I don't know if it matters. Yeah, okay. Just curious.
Revision of our water ordinance. Dina talked a little bit to you about that. It's going to be a more town-friendly ordinance and spells out things that we can and cannot do in terms of enforcing our water issues. Cornell Park has been the secondary nightmare since the day I walked in and someone said, we own Cornell Park, and I said, prove it to me. We have no deed to Cornell Park, but it's ours. And Sue has diligently been working very hard. And it went before the Board of Supervisors, and I'm going to get this wrong, but they said, deed it, we're done, and they had to publish it in the newspaper, and they messed up the publication in the newspaper. It just went out, right? So we were this close. And so now they have to kind of go through 3 or 4 other steps again to make it all right. But that deed's going to be in our hands before the end of summer. Good job. Town's 20th anniversary celebration is going good. We just got another donation from Piper, and this thing is, I believe, going to be 100% funded by our partners. And Bernie stepped up, and Veolia is going to be supplying and taking care of all the
tri-tip and forget the hot dogs.
It's going to be hot dog,
team building workshop for managers. I have to say that my experience here with our managers in this town have been great. We see we're starting to form a good team where we have had an excellent communication. The idea behind the team building workshop is to go off-site and really try to take it to the next level where we become a very high-performing, synchronized team. That's the end goal. I will tell you that Bob Harrison is the person that I've hired to do this, and he will like to meet with one, two, or three. You can all meet with him if you like before one of our board meetings in, I think, April. He's flying up here, and he asked me if I wanted you guys to be involved in just a little interview on how you see things. I said, absolutely. So I'll be reaching out to you to see if you can schedule time before that board meeting night where he can work with you.
Okay.
Do you see that as a one-day off-site or as an overnight kind of thing?
It's an overnight. What we'll do is we're going to come into work on a Monday. We'll probably leave here about 11-ish, 10:30-ish, 11-ish. We'll go up to Napa is where this is at. We'll have lunch together as a group if possible. But then it starts, really the session starts at 1 p.m. on Tuesday. I'm going to go to dinner.
1 p.m. on Monday.
Excuse me, 1 p.m. on Monday.
Thank you. Not a day of free time up there? No.
No.
Okay.
No, so it's actually the second half of the day on Monday we're working, go to dinner, spend the night. Tuesday we work all day, and then Thursday we go till noon, probably have lunch, and then head back.
Wednesday you go till noon.
I'm sorry, Wednesday.
You keep trying to put an extra day in there. That's good, Micah.
What's in this car? thank you. So it's 2 days worth of work spread out over 3 days. We're going to be in a tabletop strategy session with regional agencies. Group is going to be heading most of this. This is for emergency tabletop. This is the strategy to put the tabletop exercise into play so that if we did have a mock incident, that we can put it on with some degree of intelligence. And then from that, learn where our weaknesses are so that we, in an event of an emergency, we are trained.
So this emergency is not only, say, a catastrophe at the wastewater site, but something in the community as a whole.
Well, for example, it could be like a flood that affects the wastewater treatment plant number two, let's say. Right, Bernie?
If a levee breaks, the flood, you know, we... Rick and Hunter has to be involved because they control the level, the pumping. You know, we're trying to get all the agencies together.
Army Corps engineers, everybody gets involved.
So a number of issues would be discussed. A
number of issues, including evacuation, all of those kind of things. And the idea is where are we weak? Let's try to mitigate that.
So that bullet point talks about putting together the strategy for that and what's going to be in that tabletop exercise.
Correct.
Okay.
It's not the exercise, it's planning for the exercise.
Correct.
Looking at the contingencies, what you're going to actually look at.
What color vest are you going to wear?
Right.
Yes. And when you get there, you got to remember to put it on.
Yeah.
You've got your life, the red life vest stop. No, that's the bug.
That's interesting stuff.
Renewing our NPDES. Permit, National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit, is due next year. We will start working on that in June of this year, if not before. So I've already got that. Gregory's going to be handling that. Probably with Stantec, they've done it before in the past with us. So that'll be coming before you. Hi, sir. All right. We are now.
Just before we get to the board members, I just ask the public if they have any comment that they would like to make about that presentation and or suggestions or anything before we move to the board. Any comments from the public?
I got a couple of things, and I know it's not a discussion, but is there any process in place for any dispute as far as the bill we get for the water meter? If we don't agree with it, the amount of that bill?
there's a process in place for explaining to you why you're being charged what you're being charged, and that's probably how it would be handled.
Right.
It is what it is.
Some people are, I know some people are going to be happy.
No matter what way we did it, there were going to be people that weren't happy.
Right. I was here
and,
for
and
all
in
the
fact, the way we did it, we listened to the residents. We did it the way that they wanted to, pretty close to what they wanted. And it cost us more money, and that money is distributed. So,
sure. No, I understand.
There's documentation available for every single house.
Right.
And we're confident that the process that we use is the most efficient we possibly could, and we'll just have to explain that, and it is what it is.
The other is, I assume because of the age of our system and the location of our wastewater treatment, it's not really feasible to use recycled water for parks and all that without digging up all the streets to run new water?
We're
working. That's part of the Title 22. You've got to get special permits from the state.
Right.
And then there's just the logistics of getting the water from there to where you want to use it. That's a lot of purple pipe.
It just happens that Sunset Park is just perfectly blessed for Brentwood.
Yeah.
Across the place.
That's a great question.
It's a distribution issue, Bill. That's the biggest part.
Exactly. Yeah. There was something else, but it doesn't matter.
Any other comments from the public? Okay. Go ahead, staff, bring it back to the
board. Well, this is your time. We'd like to pick your brains to see if we've missed anything looking forward. If you have any questions about looking forward or things that you should see that should be on our radar screen for future agenda.
I got a couple of things I'd like to add to the list, just because you don't have enough work to do. We just talked about recycled water. I'd like to keep that on the burner. I know it's a ways off. But as opportunities with the state pop up in terms of grants, perhaps to lay some purple pipe and hit it somewhere, is that, you know, we keep our eyes open on that. With regard to that, I mean, I've been significantly disappointed with our grant people, with all that they've come back to us, and we've gotten basically nothing for that effort. And I hope you could motivate them to look a little deeper and a little harder for us. With regard to water and wastewater, we haven't talked about the master plans yet. And I hope those are still on the CIP plan and that we keep moving forward with that, because we've got kind of a patchwork thing going on here. We're keeping our heads above water, but without a master plan, I think we're just kind of stumbling along rather than proceeding with some benefit.
To answer you on that directly, the last time our master plan was done, I believe, was 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in the CIP to do the master plan, so it is part of the CIP.
But a lot of things have been in the plan for a couple of years, but they haven't happened after being in the plan. So I think, you know, it's not so much to put that thing in the plan, it's to execute now the plan. Community center. We've got to figure out a financing plan to keep this place afloat. You know, we're burning money by being here. And we've got to figure out a way to make this a sustaining operation. And I don't know what the solution is. We've got all these little landscape and lighting districts. We can consolidate them all to one. I don't know. But I think we need to start getting our arms around what can we do, and get busy doing it, because just burning money, you know, our burn rate is going to eventually run out. And getting back to the budget, I mean, Dina, you've done a fantastic job on the budget, and I really like it. And I think we're really close to having, or being able, when you have that extra time, is to apply for a CSMFO, California Municipal Finance Association, provides budget awards. And you meet their standards, and I think we are awfully darn close. And I think that'd be a great feather in your cap. Very nice for the town to be recognized for what we do in terms of having a comprehensive and transparent budget that is available to all and understandable by all. So anyway, I would encourage you to proceed on that. Yeah.
So if I could, I'll just expand on what Director Lee had said. I think the purple pipe is an important one. We talked about this last year. Gregory came back and said that we already have a pipe that goes under Highway 4. that could be used. Now, I was in a casual conversation, but we might want to look at that. And that's a good starting point to bring it across the highway and then see what we can do. So we ought to continue to pursue that, I agree. The other is a community center. I've got to just jump on with Bob that says we've got to figure something out. Other areas are going to suffer if we don't get this thing under control. You're doing a great job at keeping this community center going the way it is. We're putting more money into the pool, so there must be some confidence from the board that said, well, you know, this is going to make it. But it's got to have more work, a lot more work this year.
I'm good.
I'll jump in on that. Just something real light. We had mentioned the online water monitoring and online bill paying for water bills. And I'm not sure how you're presenting it to the public now, but we should have that on every bill. And if you can get online or something on our website, somehow really enhance that and try to gather that information. And then also, what I'd like to hear was explained to me, it took me a bit to understand what's going on as far as current financing of the community center. So maybe for the board, you could kind of outline our current strategy. And I agree, your current strategy, you're doing a great job with what we have, but we've got to come up with an overall solution. And I'm at a loss as to what that is. But if you could explain maybe currently how we're doing.
Do you want to take this? Or?
A thumbnail, I'm not looking for $99.99, but just the concept.
Part of the challenge, is that in normal communities, they underwrite their park and rec program with a general fund, which we don't have. We've been using Zone A and Zone 9 as part of it, or Zone A as part of a general fund, like a general fund, because this exists in Zone A and it's a park. Most normal, what we've been told, and the information that I have is that if you are putting back 33%, in other words, self-sustaining up to 33%, you are in the norm of most recreation and park districts. And 66% of it is usually underwritten by the general fund. We're there, but that doesn't mean we have to rest there. We will continue to look for opportunities, grants, things that we can do to kind of generate revenue to close that gap. I don't know that we'll ever meet it, but it doesn't mean that we'll ever stop trying to meet it. I think there's some things potentially we can do with the tennis courts and some other ideas that with Green Play's help, we might be able to find some other avenues that will bring in some revenue. It's a challenge, but we're going to keep tackling it as best we can. And I think Director Lee made some suggestions that maybe we need to look thinking outside the box in terms of, would some kind of an assessment or combined assessments, whatever, how would that float out in the community? Maybe we hire a consultant to see what would fly, and we get some ideas, and then we put it out to a vote to see if they're willing to do that to help underwrite the community center if they want to keep it in their community.
It may be, I think it's an important enough item that at some point in the future, near future, some point, that we just focus and have a special workshop just on those concepts, allow staff to run, see what's available and get with us so that we can kind of keep this concept going with a discussion of it. I think it's important.
Okay.
We're kind of just kicking the can down the road at the moment, and I know we've got to figure out a way to do something, so I think now's the time to start.
So I want to, I think the water recycling is always high on my mind, so let's keep looking at that, how to make that more feasible, and the grants on that. I'd like to see that purple pipe down all the streets, but definitely start at Highway 4 and run it down Bixler, get the main lines dropped in the next 5-10 years. That would be nice. The other thing I really think is important is that the town has a recreation, we have a master plan on our landscaping and our parks at some point, so I'd like to see that in the future, in the next year or two. I know we're in 2018 planning now, but I think that's important. I think the town also needs to look at alternatives as far as public-private projects with the community center or the parks, and I think that the town should be open to maybe a leasing arrangement or some other type of thing down the road, where maybe the property becomes a maintain it and keep it up, and they would be responsible for so much back to the town every month or on an annual payment basis or a sharing of that. But I think we should explore that. I think the team building is great. If you have that event, I think that'll be a good activity for everyone to keep. It looks like we got a really good team going on around here. And I noticed that people are pretty happy, and that town is really going good. So thank you.
Well, I think the board is in agreement that we want to look at recycling water and getting a better grasp on what's going on with the community center and sustainability. It sounds like pretty much the common theme. So is anybody have anything more to add to that?
No, I think the list of what we're going in the future, I think you guys captured that pretty well, just the input that we have on the community center. Recycling, a little more focus on that.
Well, we appreciate the board's input as usual, and we will try to make it happen.
Good.
As usual.
Okay.
Anything else, Mr. President?
Anything else from the board?
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well done, staff. Good job. Appreciate it. Meeting adjourned.